Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil and we are counting down to the new year. And so, you know, it's the holidays with the host. This is the New Year's Eve edition. And I've been talking with some great hosts and I have another great host who's representing the Latin Soul Party. Got DJ Ricky O in the house. So thank you so much for Ricky for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me, Miss Mindy. It is a pleasure. Thank you for being all sweet and everything. I appreciate it.
Cool. I appreciate the compliments. So come back anytime, Ricky. So, you know, you're DJ Ricky O, and you've seen some stuff. You've been out. I know, you know, and I'd like to talk to you about maybe a couple or one, you know, of your favorite, you know, New Year's Eve memory, something either you've seen or just something even in your own life, you know, because I know our listeners, they want to know what's going on with people, you know, Latin Soul Party, you know, a lot of these other, you know, hosts and stuff like that. So if you have it, let's hear it, Ricky.
Okay, well, I'll probably have a few stories, but I'll make it short and concise for you, whatever you need. But one I can remember, I'll take it back to, like, the childhood. I know, of course, my dad and me, well, I'm a musician originally. I am a drummer that had been drumming since I was, like, 2 years old because my dad taught me, you know, from being little. He's, like, an awesome professional drummer, and he always drummed all his life. So I remember, you know, he always had a gig to do on New Year's Eve, you know, the big party, you know, to go play at, or he had like some big killer parties, so he had to perform at, you know, with his little trio, jazz trio or orchestra, wherever he was working at. So usually they'd always have to take us to uncle and aunties to be babysat. And we would, you know, I remember my uncle Jimmy's long gone, you know, God bless his soul. And I miss him too, he was a good uncle. And my auntie, who's still here, and they take us over to the house, and we just sit back. They'd have cook some grub for us, and we would just sit there and chill, put the TV on. Now, he didn't like to do the Dick Clark Rockin' Eve and all that stuff. I guess Channel 2 here in Denver, Colorado, back in the day, they used to do a Laurel and Hardy festival where they'd show like a bunch of them like back to back, like all night long. They started like at 10 o'clock at night and go until like about 5 o'clock in the morning, but nothing but Laurel and Hardy movies. And I remember just sitting there with them cracking up, and we'd be eating popcorn, peanuts, sunflower seeds, drink a pop and juice and all that good stuff. It's because he wasn't a drinker. So we'd hang out with him, and I just remembered the good times we had, my sisters, and of course our cousins were there, so we'd all be playing. So that's always a sweet memory to me, you know, because I love Laurel and Hardy, and now that they stream everything nowadays, you know, I get to see all those old movies still like that when I'm in. That's what reminded me of him, you know, because he was a real good uncle, you know. So he was a boxing coach, Jimmy Valenzuela, so he was well known. He had a lot of people he groomed that ended up being good boxers in the Golden Gloves. They won a lot of awards and stuff like that. So he was good. And then he was a great mechanic. So he always fixed my dad's cars, my cars, you know, so vehicles. So he was good. He knew what he was doing and stuff. So, and a fair price. Okay. So. Other memories of New Year's Eve? Well, probably DJing. I remember my compadre that I do the show with, Jefe Danny Valenzuela. He's like the leader of the crew, and he got booked for a big old New Year's party for Federico Pena. He was a mayor of Denver, Colorado, back in the 80s. He was having a big old party at the mansion. What do you call them? The mayor's mansion. Me and my friend, we used to help him, you know, go set up all the equipment, help him do the party, and then of course tear it down. We're done, load it up, and take it back home. I remember we set everything up, and we were waiting to do the party, you know. And as late, you know, as most of his people that work for him, his personal assistants and all that, were the ones that were setting everything up. And I guess they kindly pulled him off to the side, Danny off to the side, and told him, of course, you're our DJ, and we appreciate you being here, but your two assistants there, they're not invited. So if you could please tell them to leave and then come back to help you load up when they can. Danny had got offended by that, but I guess the real person had booked the party for Danny was my other friend that does a Latin Soul party with us, was just Jam and Joe Serna. So he called up Jam and Joel on the phone. And of course, we didn't have cell phones then, so he was on had to use the house, the phone, the private phone at the mansion, mayor's mansion, and told him, get your butt down here. I don't want to do the party. And then told him what happened, explained to him, so you come and do it, you know. It's New Year's Eve, and I don't want to be all, you know. Okay, so, yeah, we're all kind of mad and upset. But Jam and Joe showed up. He was all, and he all gets all suited up. I don't know if you've seen him at the Christmas party, but he was all decked out and everything. So, and he came and did the party. Probably, you know, not to say anything bad, but it's probably good that he did the party because I guess, like, all, like, the top, like, the Denver sheriff, the all the judges, all, like, the big wigs in the government or the Denver Congress or whatever, they were all there. And so it was like all the real, like the people you don't want to get in trouble by, you know? Like, it, so like, oh, he was like, even like, wow, this is a different kind of party. I guess he loosened them up and they ended up having a good time, you know? But he like told us, wow. And we were like, man, we're glad we didn't do that party. Not to say anything, but we like to have fun when we do our parties. So we were scared we were getting in trouble or something like that. Drinking too much or something. Like, what we don't do that when we're performing, that we're real professional and everything like that. But you know what I mean. So that was kind of a crazy party and stuff. Other parties I've done on New Year's Eve, you know, happy and sad. But one thing I always love to do is the countdown. Mm-hmm. And I always like to do the countdown personally, you know. I'll get on and try to sync my clock up to midnight, you know. I'll go on a turn on, you know, I will put on Dick Clark or something like that and sync my clock to him and stuff like that. And usually they'd always have all the TVs on the Rockin' Eve or whatever, big countdowns on TV, so I can actually use the actual clock, you know, they're using, even though they might be like on a 10-second delay or something. Like, hopefully they're running it hot, you know, no delay. And we'd, you know, I go in and talk it up. You know, I have some music going behind me, and usually I'll have, like, the original. I usually play the original Auld Lang Syne, the old Guy Lombardo version. But I'll mix it into Danny has this, like, it's a ranchera style, you know, Mexican music, Auld Lang Syne. Yeah. And we all use that one, and then I'll usually pop it into, like, Prince 1999 or something like that, you know, because that's always a good song, you know, for time, even though we're way past it, we're 20 years past it now. So it will be 20 years now in 2020, so it is I always love doing that, you know, talking it up and getting everybody going, and usually by that time, everybody, you know, is kind of reminiscing in their own right, you know, doing clubs and stuff like that. And I'd always have my family with me and stuff like that too. So we're all going, wow, you know, it's been a good year. This year wasn't so good. Hopefully it gets better next year. Or this was a good year. Hope it's even better next year. So, you know, but after DJing for like, I've been DJing now for like 36 years. I started when I was 13 years old and always wanted to do that, you know, so. Like I said, if it wasn't for my grandparents giving me a cassette player when I was 7 years old, and I was over there pretending, doing my own little DJ shows on it with my record player and talking and introducing the songs and stuff like that, and make my own tapes and stuff like that. So that's what got me into broadcasting in the first place. And then I met Carlos Lando via Danny Valenzuela because I interned with Danny. When he's a radio engineer originally. He built and repaired a lot of the studios and transmitters back in the 70s and 80s. So, and he knows how to repair them and fix them and all that stuff. So, and had to build some studios from the ground up, you know, wire them all up and everything. So I remember having to go with him. I met him for the first time. We became friends when I interned with him at a radio station he was working at. And then we've been family ever since, you know. I've known that happened back in 83, and it's, what, 2019 now? We've been friends this whole time. He's more like family to me than friends. We've been good friends, you know. He's like my brother. So, but yeah, I remember going with him. He's the one that knew Carlos because he used to DJ parties for Carlos whenever they needed a DJ or something like that. Carlos would call him when he was the program director of KDKO back in the day. So, you know, so I know Carlos, you know, we started talking and started learning, and he knew what I was doing, the internship. He kind of took me under the wing over there at the old KPPL 107.5, which then was Y108 back in the 80s, you know, and then turned into a KS107.5 later on. So, yeah, that was a good experience. I got to meet Carlos, did my internship over at KDKO, and the rest is history. So, and I've known Carlos forever, but, you know, good memories of New Year's past, New Year's future, and I hope I keep on doing what I do for another, 35, 36, 37 years. You know, I'll keep on doing it as long as I can, but it makes me happy. DJing on the radio, and then I also DJ private parties or clubs or whatever is necessary, but that's what I do, so. And I still play the drums, too. I appreciate you, Miss Mindy. Thank you very much.
Great. Ricky O, thank you so much. Representing the Latin Soul Party.
Yes. We're getting ready. It's on every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. KUBO.org, if you'd like to stream it. Or if you're here in town, 89.3 FM.
So that's great. So going into the new year, leaving 2019 behind, forging on to 2020. Wow, 2020. So it's happening. So thank you so much, Ricky O. Appreciate it, and I hope you have a good new year, man.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, Miss Mindy. Thank you.